Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ikey Raw Podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on the sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for the sports stories of today. So let's get into it. The NBA draft will be held tonight in New York at the Barclays Center. The Philadelphia 76ers have the number 10 pick in the draft. The Phoenix Suns will be picking number one overall. They're said to take big man DeAndre Ayton from the University of Arizona. So we'll see how that goes. The Memphis Grizzlies are in discussions with teams to trade their number four pick. The Memphis Grizzlies hold the number four pick in tonight's draft. They have been in discussions to trade the pick along with forward Chandler Parsons, who they describe his contract as being albatross because of his knee problems. So the Grizzlies have been in contact with several teams trying to get rid of the number four pick and get rid of Chandler Parsons, maybe move up in the draft, maybe move back in the draft. I don't know what they're trying to do, but they're basically trying to get rid of Chandler Parsons, who signed a $98 million deal. He's currently in the third, going into the second year of that contract. So we'll see how that goes. So tonight, the NBA draft will be held. The Sixers have the number 10 pick. They have been rumored to take Mikal Bridges from Villanova. So we'll see how that goes tonight in the NBA draft at the Barclays Center, which you can watch on ESPN. Also, in wrestling news, yesterday the news broke for all wrestling fans, which I am one. Leon White, better known as Vader, died of pneumonia Monday morning. He was 63 years old. His son released a tweet yesterday stating that his dad fought pneumonia for the last month, and unfortunately he succumbed to pneumonia on Monday morning. So all the wrestling fans who are familiar with Vader, Leon White first came onto the scene in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He then became a superstar with WCW when he entered there in 1990, and then moved on to the WWF, which is now the WWE, in 1996. He made his debut. He has over 30 years in the industry. Well-known wrestler was Big Bad Vader. Vader, you know, however you want to call him. But, you know, he was certainly one of my favorites as I look back, and, you know, it's truly going to be missed in the wrestling industry. So I just want to say RIP to Vader, and my condolences to the family of Vader. And baseball news. The Philadelphia Phillies fanatic is in a little bit of, well, I can't say trouble. He just made a boo-boo. The Philly fanatic has been launching hot dogs into the stands at Philadelphia Phillies games for years. First at Veterans Stadium and now at Citizens Bank Park without any injuries. Well, unfortunately, that changed Monday night. He was using his customary launcher. The fanatic sent the hot dog to fans. And sitting behind home plate was Miss Kathy McVeigh, who was struck in her eye with the hot dog, which was wrapped in duct tape so it wouldn't disintegrate upon launch. So she was struck in her eye. Miss McVeigh, who was also battling a shoulder problem right now, was unable to lift her hand to deflect the hot dog or block her face, has a black eye now, and also has bruises on her face. She told ABC 6 News in Philadelphia, "It just came out of nowhere, and it was hard," McVeigh told WPVI. McVeigh, who told the TV station that she is a big fan of the team and doesn't plan any legal action, said she had the hot dog, you know, knocked her glasses off, and she has to apply ice to her face every 20 minutes. So sorry that happened to Miss McVeigh, but she said she's still going to attend the Phillies games. She just says she's going to be sitting in the nosebleed section. So Miss McVeigh, unfortunately, that happened to her at the game. And, you know, she still loves the Phillies. She's still going to go to the games. So that was Raw Sports for today. Tonight, the NBA draft will be happening. Some players will get drafted. Some players won't get drafted. So we'll see how that goes. And also, condolences to the family of Mr. Leon White, 63 years old, better known as Vader. To all the wrestling fans out there, passed away Monday from pneumonia, who fought the battle for over a month. So prayers to the family, the White family, to Mr. Vader. And Miss McVeigh was struck in the eye by a hot dog from the Philly fanatic, and hopefully she'll be okay and can continue on to enjoy the Phillies games as she moves on into the summer to cheer the Phillies on. So that has been Raw Sports for today. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Raw Talk with Ikey Raw on Anchor. Also follow Ikey Raw on Twitter at Ikey Raw 1977, on social media at North Philly Ikey Raw. And until next time, This has been Raw Sports.